church. And earlier this week, I was going through. Her family donated a lot of her books to the church library, and so I was going through the boxes and boxes of books. And as I was going through them, one of the things that I noticed, she got books, big books that make you think when you read them, lots of them. Thank you. I already prayed. I'll let you guys go back and count there and take care of that. But as I was going through these and seeing, she had, for the preaching on Luke, what she did was she went out and bought five or six different commentaries. And so as I'm preaching through it, she is studying and testing and seeing. And I noticed not just Luke. A couple years ago, I think Sunday School did a series in Hebrews, and I was doing some work in Hebrews with the young people, and she got a bunch of commentaries, James Montgomery Boyce, John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, and she was collecting all these commentaries, and she's going through and reading them. And how do I know she read them? Because they were all marked, and they were all well-worn. And she was just constantly seeking to grow in her faith and understand what it is that she believed and to be able to give an answer for the faith that she had. And as I was going through this library, it took up one whole section. If you remember how the library is set up in the fellowship hall, it took up one entire section, floor to the top, of my library, which is currently in boxes right now, so that's okay. I would encourage you to go and take a look at her books and see the kinds of things that she was reading. She had a Quran. She didn't want to just take it for face value when someone said the Quran says. She wanted to check it out herself. Is that really what it says? The Book of Mormon. She had her own Book of Mormon. She was checking to see and testing for truth all the time. And that reminded me, I need to find her testimony. And I don't know how I found it so quickly and so easily, because I've looked for it before and hadn't found it. But this week, after looking through those books, I just happened to pull open a file drawer, and was flipping through, and oh, there it is. And so I pulled it out, and I want to share this with you. Either God is first and central, or the self is center first. I joined the peace and justice crowd to bring the world to justice, peace, to challenge the authority and the powers that perverted this. When self-expression is suppressed, it is the cause of violence. Intentional communities renamed our terms family. God has a preference for poor, with class analysis as a guide. We're out to redistribute wealth, supporting this with the biblical text. Stop oppressors, join the oppressed. This is the work of righteousness. The way to peace is obvious. Take back from them the stolen power. Then came the cry of victimhood, with privilege for woundedness, demands for retribution kept, so many lifeless in their trap. The woman said, now is our time, the God esteemed too masculine. Express yourself, it's human right, the self can know what is the good. Toned to the universal force, becoming filled as one with all, our human spirits are released for our experience of peace. The fellowship of rallies grew, as did support groups, therapies, but people's loneliness increased while saving self to save the world. With doubting came the questioning. Who was this God whose name I used? What said the scripture that I quote? Were all the sacred texts the same? What made the life of Jesus new, separate from Buddha, Gandhi, or aged spirits come familiar? What about reincarnation? To search the Bible seemed an answer, but the challenge overwhelming. I'm too old. It's too late. It's too hard, Lord, to begin. But the Lord kept goading me, and so I started on the task with the Bible Study Fellowship and teachers on the radio. Determined, I began to try to learn about the written word as best my human mind and will could understand this history. And through the years there came more light, a quickening of heart and mind. This was not dead, but living word, revealing, holy, sovereign God, whose plans and purposes for all was not just then, but was for now. He wanted me to know him well, to glorify him and enjoy him always. He came and died and rose again and took all my sins upon himself, allowing me to love and serve my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. What a testimony of the power of God's Word in her life. And what a blessing it was to me. And I want to thank her family for donating those books to the church library. So what a blessing it was for me to go through and realize, wow, there's some incredible stuff in here. What a blessing it was to have her as our family for the time that we had. And you know, the amazing thing is, she's not the only one. Each one of you have contributed to this family in ways too numerous to count, on occasions too numerous to remember, in ministries that you thought were very small, but to those to whom you ministered were larger than we can say. What a blessing it is to be a part of the body of Christ and to minister to one another in that way. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Betty for a time, for giving us Bob for a time. What a blessing.